Hello, everyone. Kev here of The Alex Baker Show. Alex himself, not actually here, but in our determination to bring you a podcast every weekday at the moment to clear the backlog, and because we love you guys so much, we're pushing on without him, which means it gives me great pleasure to say hello to Renee. Hi, Renee.
Hi.
So this is the first time you have ever featured on a podcast intro, which, let's be honest, it's the pinnacle, really, isn't it?
I'm so excited right now. This is such an exclusive club.
That's exactly what the point of it is. This is exclusive, engaging content, and not... You know, you feature on the show anyway every week, as people who, even podcast only listeners, have heard you by now. They will be very familiar with you, but you've now taken the next step towards, you know, Alex Bakerdom. I don't know what that means.
Sounds like something that happens in Greg's.
By being here, is there anything you'd like to know about it, about what we're doing here?
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
Well, I've just explained all of that when you're listening.
Oh, sorry.
This is the podcast intro.
Oh, right. Yes, you said.
So this is super exclusive. Repeat after me. Super exclusive.
Super exclusive, bruh.
Mega dega exclusive.
Mega mega exclusive.
No, mega dega exclusive.
Oh, mega dega exclusive.
I've changed it. Engage.
Engage.
Cons.
Cons.
That's in engaging content.
Content, yeah.
For all the lovely podcast listeners.
Yeah, hi, guys. Podcasters.
I didn't say you could address them.
No, but I want to. No, hi, podcasters.
No, you've got to wait to be addressed.
I'm waiting for someone to talk to me first. Hi, podcasters.
Oh, my God.
Stand by for audio. Got it.
And now,
The Alex Baker Show
brings you one of the most exciting events it's ever been our privilege to bring.
Here we go again.
And this is just the beginning.
The Alex Baker Show podcast.
Give me that mic check now, Kevin.
Tua. Hey.
Give me that mic check now, Renee.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Go low, go high.
This is itchy, isn't it?
Go low, go high, go low.
Go high.
Go high.
Kevin, when I'm on the mic with a bad MC, go high.
High.
Go low.
Low.
Go middle.
Middle. That's higher.
That's higher than middle.
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 Oh my giddy giddy gosh. Alex Baker Show. 3, 2, 1. Press to go.
Warning. Warning.
Hey, y'all. It's revolution up in this bitch.
The Alex Baker Show.
Kerrang Radio.
Here we go.
You wait until you hear their album.
The Alex Baker Show.
Kerrang Radio.
My friend, until you hear their album, I tell you what, Loathing Atlantis are back with the best material ever. If you're with us right now, throw up the hashtag on Twitter at Here We Go. Make sure you include at LTA Music as well. Welcome to the Alex Baker Show, kicking things off with Loathing Atlantis' brand new single. It's called Here We Go. Welcome to it. Over the next hour, I am the voice in your ear, my friend.
My name is Ali Bizzle. How you doing?
I'm feeling all right. So in the studio with me right now, as always, joining me here to my right-hand side, she's delightful, she's delectable, her name is Renee. Renee! 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 What you got, girl?
Hiya!
How you feeling, girl?
Good, man.
You got like a thick chain on today.
Yeah, because I'm channeling my inner rapper.
Where did you get your... thick chain from?
It's from the mean streets of Topshop, yo.
Is it? Man, them streets be mean. Top shibbity shop. And also in the studio right now, oh my God, he's back in his house. Last week, people were like, I like this Chris guy, but where is he? Where's the man, the myth, the legend? His name is Kevin. Is it Hingley?
Hello.
Oh, Christ. Kev's back.
Hi.
You've been on your travels.
I have. How were your travels? They were brilliant.
Where did you go? Well, did you go to Argentina, Brazil?
No.
Costa Rica?
No. It was only really one travel.
Where did you travel to?
Unless you include the journey back, and then it is travels.
Yeah. What, did you go by camel or?
No, we went in the Peugeot 107.
Uh-huh.
To
the airport where you got in a helicopter?
No. We went to...
Virgin Atlantic. Virgin thing that goes in space.
No.
With Richard Branson.
I'd love to do that, though.
Oh, and it wasn't that, though. What was
it? No, we went to Powys in mid Wales.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Paris in a funny voice.
No. Like, Powys, oh, nice. It's kind of by Shrewsbury.
Oh, right.
And near Welshpool.
Oh.
But it was cool because we went glamping. We didn't just go to Powys.
Ah,
we went,
tight.
Powys exclusive style.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
What does glamping consist of? Is it just literally glamorous camping?
Yeah, it just means you don't have to like put up a tent that's inevitably going to get flooded. It's like a proper wooden... It was like a hobbit hole.
Yeah.
Like a little wooden hole thing.
Is there like a range of makeups and hairstyling products when you arrive?
No, it's not that kind of...
Is Cheryl Cole there?
No. Oh. I did take some moisturiser.
Did you?
Of.
What brand?
Nivea.
For men.
Stands.
Well, I use Clarins, darling.
Well, we don't all get paid the big bucks here.
Yeah, no, none of us. None of us do. What are you talking about? I get it from Duty Free. Literally, the only time me and Mel can afford Clarins is when we buy it from Duty Free.
Brilliant.
Severe discounts, darling. It's almost worth the trip. So that's brilliant. So you went glamping in Powys.
Yeah, glamping is the one.
Yeah? I really want to go. Is it fun?
It's amazing. It did rain all week.
Oh.
But we had like a covered porch.
Yeah.
So I kind of sat on the porch like a hillbilly.
Yeah.
Like with the dogs at my feet.
Yeah, you took your dogs?
Oh, yeah. It was a dog-friendly site. So it was like a holiday for the dogs.
You know, Kev's got two dogs. One's called Buster and the other one's called Rhymes.
Amazing.
No, they're not.
I wish that was true.
I wish they were, though. I might rename them.
My cats are called Meowly Cyrus.
No, and, that's a lie.
Queen Katifa.
That's a lie as well.
What are your dogs called?
Peaches and Tallulah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Tallulah's quite a nice name.
Yeah.
Peaches, not so much.
My auntie calls me Peaches.
Does she? All right, Peaches. Oh, Peaches, pass me my pipe. What's she like?
No, she's not Pat Butcher.
All right, Peaches. I love that idea.
Where did that come from?
I love the idea of your aunt being like a Pat Butcher type character. Peaches, pass me the special brew. Is that what she's like?
No.
That's not even what Pat Butcher's like.
No, that's true. Is Pat Butcher still around?
No, she died.
Did she?
Not the actress.
In the show?
In the show she died, yeah.
What of?
I can't remember.
Heart failure.
Some
earrings weighed her down.
Something horrific like that, yeah.
Oh.
Assassinated by the fashion police.
Anyway, so that's all good. Sorry to paint your auntie in that picture. Auntie,
it's fine.
Auntie She's Alan, if you're listening, I'm sure you're the bomb.
She is.
Does she have a thick chain?
No.
If she did, and you guys hung out, you could be like two chains. Anyway, so Kev's back. Kev, last week you missed something very, very exciting. Before we get into that, though,
oh,
I think it's time for a dubstep drop. Let's go! Kev, last week here on the show, we launched a brand new revolution.
See, that's how you do it.
Exactly. And last week as well, I said that we shouldn't do echo effects because if we did, that you'd be heartbroken.
Damn right.
But these guys, Chris and Renee, talked me into it.
They were okay.
Oh, no, come on. Let us try. This is what Renee's echo effect was like. I was like, revolution. And she was like, shen, 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 shen.
What?
Like, what even was that? And I was like, Chris, you can do better than that, right? And he was like, obviously, check it. And I was like, revolution. And he was like, shen, shen, shen. And I was like, what's with
this? Yeah, we sucked.
Quick echo speed. And also, like, lack of actually being an actual echo.
You can't touch this, man. I've got 4 years' experience of this thing.
Exactly. When it comes to echoes, there's no one you want more than Kevin Hingley. All sound producers, filmmakers, everyone listening right now, if you ever need an echo effect, Kevin's your man. He can do any sound. Listen to this. Absolutely amazing. Check this one. Say ya!
Say ya!
Check this one.
Hang on, I keep pulling my headphones out.
Stop doing that.
Sorry.
It's amazing. It's uncanny. So anyway, Kev's back. We did a new revolution. Last week on the show, we launched a revolution.
Whoa. You started a revolution without me.
Yes, that's right. Deal with it. Called the Song Memory Revolution.
You named it.
Well, no. It was a provisional name.
Oh, okay.
So I knew how absolutely heartbroken you'd be to A, someone did your echo effect, even though they did it badly, B, that we started a new revolution without you, and C, that we named it. So I've just taken C out of
the equation. So you decided to do all those things.
Yeah. So we took C out of the equation and provisionally named it. Hold on, Song Memory Revolution. I need a burp. I just burped up some steak. That was such a mistake.
Oh, God. That was a rumping great pun.
Oh, man. Anyway, don't have a chip on your shoulder about it.
What?
Chip! Because it becomes a mistake sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Stop forking about, guys.
Forking! 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 I'm trying to think of more steak puns, but they're actually quite rare.
Oh my gosh, big pun, big pun.
Chimichanga. Spiral robot. Anyway, so New Revolution, Song Memory Revolution. Now, I've talked about this loads of times
provisional
in the show
name.
Before. Provisional name, sorry. I've talked about this loads of times in the show before. There is a thing that actually exists in real life science where you can combine memories and songs together in your brain. They actually combine together in your brains. Uncanny, it's amazing. Proven across the world many times. We even did an experiment here on the show called the Alex Baker Show Experiment, which was not a very good title, but kind of made sense at the time, where we tried to link up the smell of coffee, the thought of coffee, with Thanks for the Memories, see what I did there, by Fall Out Boy. It worked. I still get messages now saying, can't think about coffee, can't smell coffee, can't drink coffee without thinking about Fall Out Boy. It literally works. So, I was at a party talking to Ben from Young Guns, and he was telling me that they were away on tour and he was at the Grand Canyon, and he was like, wow, this is such an amazing experience. I really want to remember this. So he started listening to the same song on repeat so he could try and combine that song and that memory. And I was like, dude, I totally do that too. And he was like, oh my God, dude. And we like high-fived and hugged it out. That didn't happen. But I decided at that moment that what I want to do from now on is I want to encourage the listeners to this show to do the following. Whenever they're in a situation where they want to soak up that memory and they want to drink that memory in, put a song on, listen to it on repeat, and try and associate in your brain that song with that memory. So later on in life, when you want to go back to that time, you can just think, you can just play that song in your brain, and it will become, it will take you back to that memory. I explained that really badly, but does that make sense?
Yes.
So provisionally, it was called the Song Memory Revolution. It was launched last week. Kevin Cal Hingley. I want you to name it, my friend. And if you haven't come up with a good name by now, I'm going to be sorely disappointed.
I've got two ideas.
Okay.
Well, the first one, it's punny, but it's not very good.
Okay.
The Asongiation Revolution. Mm. Not that snappy. Like association, like song association. Mm. I'm not really feeling that. No, but the other one, really simple. You were nearly there. I think it just needs to be the Music Memory Revolution.
The music, because that's got a bit of alliteration
exactly.
in it. The
Keep
Music
it simple,
Memory
mate.
Revolution.
This guy.
Isn't it?
Just love you.
What a star. What a star.
Thanks.
So, the Music Memory Revolution. Let me just write that down on here so I don't forget it. Stop everything. Wow.
You
Alex...
won't forget it because it's such a good name.
Yeah,
the
that's true.
Music Memory Revolution.
The Music
MMR.
Memory
oh,
Revolution.
That's something else, isn't it?
Isn't that like a boob scan?
No, it's no. Measles, mumps, and rubella.
Oh, what am I thinking?
You're
of
thinking
then?
Of an MRI, but it's like a.
MRI is full body.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Thinking of an MMR.
Why have you got such an extensive knowledge of
I'm
different
sure that's
types
the boob
of scans?
One.
No, MMR.
No, that's the same one we were just talking about. What's the boob scan then?
Oh,
oh my God, this so isn't interesting.
Mammary scan?
No, it's called something else, but who cares? Right, so...
Get your boobs checked.
Peep of the week time. Talking of which, there's an advertising... Kevin, are you on your phone?
No, I'm drawing your...
No. He's not on his phone. He's just drawing on a cup.
Oh, that's fine. I came across an advertising campaign this week that blew my mind. So don't get me wrong. This is a serious thing and people need to do it. Oh, girls need to do it. Guys don't need to. But the cervical cancer is a really bad thing, right? And people need to get checked with smear tests to make sure they haven't got cervical cancer because people die from it often and it's so easily avoided if you get checked up regularly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
But there's an advertising campaign on at the moment, which is running on, I've seen it on the London Underground, which says in massive letters, mind the gap. Get checked for cervical cancer.
Oh.
Mind the gap.
Wow.
They're referring to the woman's
That's
lady part
not nice.
As the gap. Isn't that brutal?
Yeah.
Maybe it's men are shocked, but that's not nice.
The gap. Imagine that.
Is that why the shop's called The Gap?
No!
Peep.
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 Peep. Of the week.
Peep.
And I'll chuck in some sound effects.
Is that that dude off Beverly Hills Cop?
No.
Love that jingle. Right, so this goes out to @pepper_cherry, also known as Laura. She contacted me on the old email. You can get me, alex@kerrangradio. And she said, hi, Alex. The Song Memory Revolution also works with food. I think she's referring to the Music Memory Revolution.
I think she is.
You know. She said, when I was younger, I used to have Golden Grahams for
breakfast.
I love Golden Grahams. Golden Grahams. Are they still around?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get Cinnamon Grahams as well.
Fit.
So
get
good.
Get in my face.
And I'd always sit in the kitchen and listen to the radio. At this time, Frozen by Madonna had just come out. So they always played it on the radio at the time I was eating my Golden Grahams. This was back in 1998, and still to this day, I think of Golden Grahams when I hear that song and vice versa.
Amazing.
Thanks, Kiss, Laura at Pepper _ Cherry. That Madonna's Frozen, of all things, and Golden Grahams have been forever linked in your brain. It's real. This is real, people. The music memory revolution is real. Embrace it. It's so much fun. Anyway, that's Peep of the Week. If you've got anything you ever want to say, get me, Alex, at kerrangradio.co.uk, or hit us up on Twitter at kerrangradio, or Facebook, facebook.com/kerrangradio. We love, genuinely love, the people that listen to this show regularly. You guys are as weird as us, and that makes me smile deeply in my heart. Right. Have either of you guys heard about something incredible that happened in Chelmsford this week?
No.
I mean, I'm sure amazing things happen in Chelmsford all the time.
Where's Chelmsford?
Essex.
Essex, right. No. Not that that would
it's
have made any...
It's one of the oldest towns in England, though,
yeah.
Isn't it?
If I'd said Chelmsford in Bristol, would you have gone, oh, yeah, totally, I heard I heard about this great thing that happened in Chelmsford in Bristol. Funny you'd mention that. No, I don't think so. Why do you ask such pointless questions, Kevin? Sorry. Time waster.
Right.
Sorry. That was mean. I apologise.
Love you.
I'm glad that you're back. You've got such a cheeky face.
Yes, but...
Right, so this week, police in Essex are investigating after a police car in Chelmsford was filmed on an iPhone, and you can see this on YouTube, just type in Chelmsford police and you'll find it, was filmed on an iPhone patrolling the streets while blaring out the classic KRS-One hit from the 90s, Sound of the Police.
Amazing.
This is the actual video, so let me tell you what I can see. It's like a YouTube, you can tell it's an iPhone video because it's got that, it's that rectangle shape.
Why do people not just hold the phone the other way? It drives me insane.
I just don't know. But they've done it in portrait style. Ugh. And it's, let's say, all you've got is massive black things at the side and a nice little strip of video down the middle.
Quick mini revolution right now. Film things in landscape revolution.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, love it. But yeah, so there's these big black borders down the side, then there's a little strip of video in the middle, and you can see a police car in the distance in like what looks like a shopping area with its lights on, and this sound is being played from the police car. And he's driving round really slowly with his lights on, blaring out...
Amazing.
KRS-One's Sound of the Police. And do you know what? The police are investigating what went on with that. But I have to say, I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the police should do more stuff like that to make people like them.
Absolutely right. Because I think the police got kind of a bad rap. And doing stuff like that is just going to make people think they're legendary.
You know what as well? Like, if you're going to do a crime, right... You're
going to do the time.
Well, there is that. But most likely, you're in some kind of like negative mood.
Right.
Like you're feeling angry or upset or just rebellious or, you know, whatever, something like that. But if you're cheered up or someone makes you laugh, surely you're less likely to do a crime.
I reckon so.
Because you'd be in a better mood and you'd be like, oh, it's cool, man.
It's cool. I've got some KRS-One.
Yeah. So like if a police came past and made you laugh, you'd be like, oh, well, A, there's police here, so they're going to catch me if I do the crime. But also, isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, because they're funny and I feel in a good mood.
Yeah.
Big time.
Good point, Kevin Hingley.
Thank you.
I like that a lot. Sound of the Police. Check it out. Just type in Chelmsford Police and you shall find it. Right, so this is the Alex Baker Show. I just thought I'd mention that. Coming up next, Game of Thrones is sick. Not only is it sick, but it can teach you stuff about life. I wouldn't take too many lessons from it. Because otherwise you'll end up cutting horses' heads off and stuff, which is pretty dark and don't want to do. Can't advocate that. But there are some interesting philosophical things. We can talk about that next here on Crack. Oh, hold on. World. Kev's pressed the movie me.
Yeah. Jingle.
Nick by Morrissey.
Oh, you're so not allowed to do that.
Few interesting character traits. One man has a dream.
5 stars.
Said no one ever.
God, he's boring.
Stated Radio Today. This is Kev's Movie Minute.
I actually can't believe you just jumped in with the Movie Minute.
Well, look, I wasn't here last week. The world missed out. I had so many tweets and emails from people saying, A, why are you not on the show? But more importantly, B, where am I going to get my movie review fix from?
I let Kev have access to one button in the studio. One button, and I trust you to only press the button when I tell you to.
No, there is logic to this, because you mentioned Game of Thrones, so yeah. I thought this would be an appropriate time.
In what way?
Because of the film that I watched. What this was week. It? The film, are we starting? Am I ready to go?
Well, yeah. Oh, right. Well, okay, minute on the clock. Go on then.
Okay, because that's part of my minute, is telling them what film it is.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, so yeah. This is Kev's movie. If you've never heard the show before, Kev does this thing where he talks about films. Oh, God, it's awful. Go on. I mean, brilliant. Yay.
Yeah, so I watched Pompeii this week.
Oh, okay.
That one about that volcano and all the Romans and that. Well, not Romans, because Rome was a different place. And part of the story is that the kind of, like, senators of Rome are trying to sort of get the people of Pompeii to become part of the Roman Empire. Right. I think. It was a bit confusing. But Kit Harington is in it from Game of Thrones.
Jon Snow.
Oh, beautiful Jon Snow.
Yeah, everyone thinks he's really attractive, which I can kind of see. But in fact, this is probably a good film if you like him because you think he's attractive rather than for his sort of acting ability. Because he doesn't, I'm not saying his acting ability is bad, but he doesn't really say a lot. So it's a good kind of, if you just want to look at him for a bit,
right?
Quite a lot, you can, this is a good film for that.
Okay.
If you don't want to think too much, but you want to look at Kit Harington's, you know, handsome face.
My kind of film.
In not many clothes, you know, wears little sort of Roman outfits.
Bit. Sports shorts.
Yeah. It's
Mankini.
It's kind of like, it's basically Gladiator for the first half. Yeah. And then it's like, I don't know, like The Day After Tomorrow for the second half.
So is it good?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's all right. Kiefer Sutherland's in it, which I find weird because he's Jack Bauer.
Obviously, he'd turn up.
And he's the bad guy in it. And I didn't like that because Jack Bauer's like my boy, he's my hero. He's supposed to be the good guy, but he was the bad guy. But it was all right. And Kit Harington's got like a mate in it who's quite cool. And there's a bit of a weird like love story going on, but it's a bit boring.
I hate this feature. Go on. Oh, that's a minute. So that's it. So I don't know anything about the film other than there's some people in it.
Okay. I'm going to give it 40 Kevs.
So that's a low amount of Kevs. No, that's quite a lot of Kevs.
Yeah.
So that's about 60%, which is all right. Better than completely average at 50, but not really that good.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, if you've just tuned in for the first time, the more Kevs, the worse. Because nobody likes Kevs, unfortunately, for Kev. I like Kev.
Thank you.
I don't count. Okay, great.
But Game of Thrones, Kit Harington in Game of Thrones.
He is.
We were going to talk about Game of Thrones. I thought it would be a natural, you know,
segue. Okay.
So, yeah, let's go. Game of Thrones.
No, we're going to a break.
Oh, well, I should have done this after the break then, shouldn't I?
That would have made sense.
But you went and pressed the button, didn't you?
Oh.
It completely threw me off my flow.
Excuse me for interrupting, boys and girls, but maybe you would like to find out just what it would be like if there were no rules.
But how could we do that?
By going someplace where there are no rules.
Now, where could that be?
The Alex Baker Show. Parrot Radio.
Let's all think real hard and pretend we're in a faraway place.
Where anything goes and nothing is off limits.
Now, come on.
Let's go to the world of
the coolest
broadcast transmission
this world has ever known.
Everyone knows his name.
He's as crazy as a coot.
People all over the world are losing their damn minds.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Are you ready to rock?
He knows he must be stopped before he fulfills his terrifying mission.
I don't think there are any words to describe
how very inappropriate
his radio
shows really are.
He's never going to admit it.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Remember, don't try this at home.
He is seriously twisted.
He's the man with the records.
Anything goes and nothing is off limits.
If you can't handle it, turn the channel.
Listen to this man.
He bit Dakota Fanning on the face.
He just wants to play.
The person I'm about to introduce needs no introduction.
Yeah.
So please give a warm, hormonal shriek for the sizzling hot.
Oh, yes, here we are once more. Welcome to Sirius Kerrang Radio, the world famous Kerrang Radio. And this is none other than the Alex Baker Show. Sunday nights at 9 o'clock, repeated Wednesdays at midnight. If you like speech radio, then this is where you should be. And a lot of people don't get this show. A lot of people kind of tune in for the first time. They're like, yo, dumbass, like, play some tunes, man. And what happens is all the Alex Baker Show listeners that listen every week jump upon them. And they're like, no, mate, this is a speech show for speech people. That's how it works, my friends. And right now, we're going to talk about something very close to my heart. Game of Thrones. The best version of the Game of Thrones theme tune I've ever heard. A guy called 331ERock on YouTube posted this up. So awesome. Anyway, also saw it on Kerrang.com. You have to check out their new website. It's very good, isn't
Brilliant.
It?
Brilliant.
Kerrang.com. Check it out, my friends. So, Game of Thrones is sick. Everybody knows that. I've come on this show a million times and spoken about how much I love it, but also how I never seem to be able to figure out what the hell's going on or who anyone in the show is. Even though I'm up to date with the current series. That's the case, you know. I've been watching it since the first series. But when I first watched the first series, Mel talked me into it. And I was like, oh, I don't really know what it is. And I kind of only half watched it, so I didn't really know what was going on. So recently, I've got properly into it. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go back in time and watch the first series again. Turns out, if you do watch the first series properly, it's not confusing at all. And everything makes total sense, which has kind of made me wonder if every single time I've come on the show and gone, oh my God, it's so confusing, like I don't know who anyone is, people just thought I was like the biggest idiot ever.
No, you know what? It is a confusing show. It's one of the most sort of ambitious fantasy TV shows.
The most ambitious fantasy TV shows of all time.
But it is, because it deals with so many characters and storylines at the same time. Sorry, I'm a bit late on your thing there.
You really were.
But when you've read the books...
You're fired! Get out!
No, sorry. When you've read the books, you kind of take for granted how much easier it is to understand things. Because if you think about it this way, in the TV show, character A walks up to character B and says, blah, right?
Hold on a second, just listen to this. Type in Game of Thrones meets metal into YouTube. Watch this guy playing the guitar. He's so happy. He knows how good this is. He's got a massive smile on his face. Anyway, sorry, Kev, you were saying.
If that happened in the TV show, if you couldn't remember one of their names or who they were or what they did, it would just be one person walking up to another person talking a load of nonsense.
Yeah.
Whereas in the book, it would say Oberyn Martell walked up to Tyrion Lannister, that was something we were talking about off air, and said blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And every time they mention, their name is mentioned.
Right.
So it drills it into your head and you really easily remember who everyone is.
Yeah, no, I couldn't in the book.
And like, there's so many things that because of time, it's like brushed over in the TV show, but in the book it's sort of, you know, drilled in and things are dragged out a bit, but that means you've got more time to get used to what's actually going on.
So the TV show is way more fast-paced?
Yes, in some places, but they do add stuff as well.
Okay, well, you're turning this into a bit of a Kev conversation.
Sorry. So I'm big into Game of Thrones.
I'm going to press on.
Yeah, you do that.
Right, so, series one of Game of Thrones is home to many amazing quotes. One quote is, if you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
Yeah. That was perfect.
Thank you. First mentioned, said by Cersei from Game of Thrones. However... One badass quote that I came across when re-watching the first series was actually from Ned Stark. My God, Ned.
Oh, didn't see that coming.
Oh, my God.
The man who passes the sentence should swing the sword. He said that. Like, it was just like not even a thing. He just threw it away. And I was like, my God, that is such an interesting, thought-provoking, philosophical quote. And I was wondering, do you think the law system would be better and fairer if in the modern day... the judge was also the person who had to enforce the sentence. So if it was up to the same judge that sent a man to prison for life for murder to decide whether or not that person should be set free early, would we see a kind of fairer and more just legal system? Because it seems to be the case right now that a jury and a judge will sentence someone who's committed heinous acts to prison for life. And then down the line, that person will be like set free for good behavior or whatever early, but not by the people that put him away. So the people that listened to all the evidence and were absolutely convinced that this guy was evil and had to go to prison forever, they put him away, throw away the key. But then later on, someone who hasn't heard any of that who wasn't even part of the trial, kind of goes, oh, yeah, but he's been quite nice in prison, so let's let him out.
Yeah, it's like a parole committee or whatever.
Yeah, but they do have the evidence.
Yeah, sure, but they weren't part of the trial. They weren't the people passing the sentence, you know what I mean? You've got to be pretty convinced to send someone down for life, but then someone else who wasn't part of that process can just overturn it. That seems really bad.
That's really interesting as well, because if you think about the person that sentenced them, the judge or whoever, would know what that person was like as a person at the time of their sentencing, what their behaviour was like, what their demeanour was like. So even if it is the case that they get released on good behaviour, at least this person would have a solid comparison point, because they would know what this person was like before they went into prison.
That's a good point.
And then they could actually see whether they'd been reformed.
Yeah.
Or whether they were just... someone had mentioned that they'd been quite well behaved and they hadn't murdered anyone while they're in prison. So
yeah, because they'd have an oversight from both sides of the spectrum. You know, what they were like when they committed the crime and 10, 20 years later, or 10 years, it's never 20 years, is it? Life's, don't people walk on 8 years now for
sometimes.
Life?
Sometimes.
What do you mean? Which, that's good, but like, what if, like, realistically, the judge isn't practicing anymore? What if they're dead? Like, what if they're not around to do that?
Hmm. I think if it's just a where possible rule.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That would be good.
So we'll make best efforts to ensure that.
It would be good to retrial them with the same jury, because I also think the jury is affected by what's going around them at the time. Mm. So even though they might not be reading about that particular trial in the newspapers, there are other things that could be affecting their judgment.
Yeah.
So if they retrial them on a different day.
Like down the line.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. The man who passes the sentence should swing the sword, Ned Stark says before slicing off a guy's head. What about the death sentence then? Should it be the case that people that sentence people to death are the ones that actually then have to kill that person?
Now, this is interesting, because is it still the case that executioners remain anonymous?
I think so.
Mm. I don't really know a lot about it, because we don't have it in this country.
I don't think so. No, because you think about how it works in the States, if it's like lethal injection or whatever, there's like a viewing gallery.
Yeah, but I'm sure that it's all done.
The person doesn't walk in with like a Hessian sack on their head.
You don't see the person who presses the button. They don't even release the information of the drugs. That's why when that guy took 40 minutes to die, the family were outraged.
When it was botched, yeah.
Because they weren't even told what drugs were being used. So I think that it is a bit of anonymity.
So there is some anonymity.
Amino acids.
Oh yeah.
And I think that's for good reason as well, because if it was a... because judges are actually often quite public figures. They're quite well known, especially in the high courts and stuff. So if they were the ones that were carrying out death sentences...
that'd be a bit weird.
If this person was a gang member, they'd be murdered
then
themselves.
Again, they'd make sure... if you were the one who had to push that button, pull that trigger, whatever, you would make 100% sure that that person was guilty.
Yeah, big time.
Whereas now, they're sort of like, yeah. And how many times down the line, they're like, oh yeah, so-and-so wasn't guilty, should we let him go? And they've lost like 40, 50 years of their life.
Yeah.
Oh, so I see what you're saying. Like, so they would take the decision a lot more seriously, because they knew they had to...
Yeah,
because
there'd be such a weight to carry anyway that you're killing someone. It would be less of a weight if you knew that they were and deserved it.
Yeah.
So... I think if they had to press it, then at least we'd have more of a thorough investigation.
It's interesting.
Isn't it? I wonder.
Because people also argue that in the case of sort of, you know, murder, which is, I think, generally what the death sentence is carried out as a punishment for, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't actually know if there's any other crime you can commit apart from murder.
That carries a death sentence?
Yeah.
I don't think there is.
It's multiple murders as well, isn't it?
I don't know.
Because people who just commit one sometimes just
don't get
sit
it.
On like death row for ages and don't die.
And don't
they just die. Get life in prison, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Don't know.
But anyway, there's often it comes up the argument that the families of the victims should be able to be involved, isn't it? That they should be able to carry out the sentence for their sort of vengeance. But that always terrifies me a little bit. I think that's a bit too...
Everything about the death penalty is awful.
How can you be impartial? How can, you know, if someone killed your family, how could you put a sentence to that?
Oh, no, I don't mean they give the sentence.
They carry
out the sentence.
Oh, wow, Christ.
That's horrific.
I don't know. That's...
I think killing someone's a big thing to carry. I don't think, and I'm going to say normal in inverted commas.
I
don't want to mean to offend anybody, but I don't think somebody who's not trained and had the psychological sort of background in that would be able to cope with it.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Sure.
And that makes it a bit...
I mean, when I killed that guy, I carried that around for like a good 20 minutes.
Don't tell your murder story, Renee. It's not funny. Poor guy. Anyway, okay, Renee didn't murder someone, and murder's not okay, and we're not taking the piss out of murder. Well, we are, but like, we don't mean to in a serious way.
Sorry.
Anyway, so the man who passes the sentence should swing the sword. Should that apply to modern day? I mean, I've seen Judge Dredd, and things don't look good in that land. You know, he is the judge, jury, and executioner, and you know, things look quite bad. I've got to turn this YouTube clip off because there's a picture of Joffrey, and it's driving me up the wall.
Speaking of murder,
I hate that mother.
He was awful, wasn't he?
Awful, awful.
You know, he's quit acting.
Yeah, because people hate him so much.
Yeah.
I really hate that. It really annoys me that the general public can't seem to distinguish between actors and real people.
Like, if I met the guy who played, I don't even know his name, the guy who plays Joffrey, I'd think he's, like, a legend because he's clearly a very gifted actor.
Yeah, big time.
Or he's an absolute arsehole and he's just playing himself.
Yeah.
But I imagine he's a very good actor, and I'd want to congratulate him on an amazing performance in an amazing show.
Tell me what you think. At Kerrang Radio, the man who passes the sentence should swing the sword. Do you agree with Ned Stark, that fictional character from the past, from the fictional past, in fact? That's another thing I love about Game of Thrones, how it's sort of old-worldy and stuff, and it could just be an old-worldy thing, like with swords and swords and like different people.
There are actors in it. Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. But then I love the fact there's that weird supernatural element as well.
Yeah, I thought it was based on like true stories from back in the day. And then apart from, then I saw like the dragons and stuff. I was like, oh.
Oh, what dragons? Spoiler! No, I know about the dragons, obviously.
And like the White Walkers.
Crawling all over Daenerys's boobs.
Oh, stop it. She's beautiful.
I'm excited about the boobs there, not the dragons. Just to make that perfectly clear. Right, Rage next.
The Alex Baker Show podcast.
Renee, everyone.
Has been constrained by censorship and uninspired, unexciting drivel. Your soul may feel like it's getting crushed day by day, but there's a solution. There's a key to end all this misery. Hearing this call, you're on your way to salvation, and the man who will save you with rock so true, and you are his passenger.
Oh, Susan! Bloody Susan! Susan Boyle always kills my vibe. You know what I mean?
They do call her the vibe killer.
I'm getting like a hype pipe tingle. And
come on!
Where the random rap.
Oh, Jesus. Right, do you know what? There's only one thing we can possibly rat about.
What?
Game of Thrones. Oh. Gods of Rock, give me that beat. Where you at? Okay, rap battle about Game of Thrones. I've got no idea how this is going to go. And apologies as well in advance if there's people listening now that don't like Game of Thrones. Dedicated a big portion of the show to it. Right, so I started last time.
Oh!
Yeah! I started last time. Who's going to start? Kevin or Renee? Yeah.
Kevin.
Yo, yo, yo.
Should we do it in character?
No.
Oh. No, too hard.
Too hard. Just themed.
Just themed.
That's hard enough.
All right, take it then, Kevin.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll go away from Luke right now.
Here it comes.
What?
One, yo, two, yo, yo, three, yo, check. I swear it by the old gods and the new. I'm gonna spit some bars right now here for you about Game of Thrones. It's the best TV show. It's the best series of books available today, yo. A Lannister always pays his debts. That's some words that you gotta respect. They're the wealthiest family in Westeros, and you knows that if you with them, they're gonna take you down, down in a trial by combat. You're gonna get murked by a man. I'm not gonna tell you which one in case you haven't watched the latest episode, but my god, that was a dirty one. It was gross.
Oh, Jesus, Kevin.
That was amazing.
Hold him back.
How did you get wet? Westeros into that. Yeah.
It's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, let me tell you what's up. Yeah. Yeah, since that day one, I've been addicted, son. The Game of Thrones came on, Sky Atlantic, son. I was all over it, but I didn't realise how much I'd like it in the future. So I went back to the start, series one. The man who passes the sentence should swing the sword. Ned Stark, my boy, said that he was raw. And there's a man, a Greyjoy, and sooner or later he's gonna become something real different. Boy, I'm not gonna give it away, but Iwan Rian shows up. You know the guy from Misfits, the guy that doesn't give a f***. He turns up, torches our man Greyjoy. Spoiler alert, I don't want to say more than that. I tell ya, it's proper dark. There's a point where he's eating a sausage and you think it is his penis. I rhyme penis with dark. That's how I roll. Take it, Renee, yeah.
That's my favorite.
That was a perfect drop, girl.
I know,
it's right, it's like an instrumental chorus, it's cool.
Yeah, just waiting for the bridge.
Yeah.
Yo. So I watch Game of Thrones every week. I love it. The characters are like twisted and everyone's a bit of a but you gotta watch it, and the plot lines are real thick, and then there's dragons and nightwalkers and I'm like, what the f-? But it's still really enjoyable, yo, because you get involved and you start feeling like you're living it, and the sets are really nice, and then they film some in Morocco and Daenerys is my favourite, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a bad
Renee. She knows about something for once. Amazing.
Yo, I'm coming back in.
Yeah, yeah, Kev, what you got? Yeah. Shit.
Yo, Valar Morghulis, all men must die. What? Like Robin Aaron says, I want to see the man fly. When they go out the moon door at the airy, you know that that is pretty scary. That's the worst way to die, apart from maybe falling asleep in one of those sky cells and rolling off the side. I'm not too sure which way I'd like to go, because there's a lot of different kinds of deaths in that there Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna step up to this one and do this in character, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, spoilers are plenty. Turn off if you don't like it. Yo, I don't give a f*** if I'm gonna spoil this for you. I don't give a f*** about any of your motherfuckers. Crew, my name is Joffrey Lannister. I'm a f right up. In fact, no, it's Baratheon, but I don't give a f. I got too many seeds in my belly, too many seeds from the same seed. Jamie, he's my daddy, not Baratheon, you know. I don't give a f. I'm gonna chop Ned Stark's head, bro.
God.
Let me just wind this back one more time.
Oh! Can I get a reload?
So good, Joe.
Switch back,
Renee.
Talk I see mine in character too.
Of course you can, girl.
But I... Oh, is that now?
Yeah, no, it's cool. Whenever you want.
Oh,
just feel the vibe. Let's go bar for bar in a bit as well, Kat.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be sick.
Let's be sick. Renee, what you got, sister?
My name's Daenerys. My brother used to be a bit of a but we killed him and he died. I can't really remember what happened. But I was born among the fire with the dragons, and I've got these three super dragons and I'm kicking ass, man. Times were hard. I had to marry this Khal Drogon guy who's fit, but we didn't speak the same language and there was that sort of communication issues. But then, then he died and I inherited his whole army, and then we just gone state to state of places, collecting more people and freeing the slaves and being a badass girl and just being sick because I'm Daenerys, yo.
Yo.
For the night is dark and full of terrors. I worship the Lord of Light. He's my motherfucking savior. I wear some pretty slutty dresses. That's right. My name is the Red Priestess. Is that doesn't work? It didn't work. I did it all the wrong way
it's
around.
Good.
You know what I'm talking about. Though.
I know what you're saying.
Who are you gonna go?
I'm gonna come in. Yo, my name is Jon Snow, I'm a bastard, yo. Got sent to the wall, thought I was doing my duty, bro. When I got there, I realized real quick that all these people here were stinking as shit and just a bunch of b****s. They weren't full of valor, they weren't full of honor. They were rapists and murderers and people didn't give a f- about their community prosperity. All they did was rob and rape and murder, see? But my name's Jon Snow, I may be a bastard though. My dad is Ned Stark and he's the one, yo. I got the black hair Baratheon motherfucking tapping and I'm gonna them.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. My name's Ygritte. Let me tell to you a little bit about what it's like north of the wall. We're the wildlings, yeah? We take it. We don't give a
though. We'll cook a cow up without even killing it. We'll tear up a man's neck without even filling it. We'll climb the wall without even drilling it. And we'll take over Westeros without even killing
it. But trust me, you gotta get real scared. I'm about to tell you something that's gonna give you nightmares. I got them blue eyes, I eat all the babies. Everyone says, yo, those White Walkers be scaries. You ain't heard fear, you ain't seen fear, till I'm in your ear whispering sweet nothings to you. Like the three-eyed crow that got Bran, I'ma tell you something, son. The White Walkers are coming. The motherfuckers are coming. You best be running, cause I'm coming.
They call me the Imp, but my name's actually Tyrion. I'm really, really small, but my mind's really big in them. And I read books, and I'm the smartest person in the place. I fight wars, even though I've got a small face.
Tyrion Lannister.
I'm the only Lannister that's nice. Maybe the Jaime with his one hand, but he burned his sister, so, you know...
Yeah.
Hold on, 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 hold on.
Ghost. Winner is coming. You best be running. Yeah, huh? Oh, I think we just killed that.
I think we all were that.
I feel like they don't really need to read the books.
I think we're amazing. I think we're amazing. Mm. I think we're a rap supergroup waiting to happen without being super.
The Seven Kingdoms, we could be called that.
We could be the Seven Gods.
Yeah, the Seven Gods! Eazy-E, Escobar season has returned. Bit of Nas there for you at the end. Anyway, so welcome to the Alex Baker Show. That was our rap battle. Completely freestyle as well. I have to emphasise, people say to us, oh yeah, blatantly you don't freestyle your rap battles. What are you talking about? We actually do.
It's usually quite obvious as well.
Yeah, trust me.
It's a testament that I don't know anything.
It would be better if we didn't freestyle it. Trust me. We're not bad as writers. We're just not very good at rap battles. But I have to say, Renee Allen. Allen.
You rookie of the year.
You have just smashed it in the rap battle arena.
I totally rhymed like twice.
Oh my god, it was amazing. I love how the bit about Daenerys was hella tight, and you got the other thing about Tyrion. God damn it, girl, you're learning. So that's the key. That's the key. We've cracked it for Renee. All we've got to do from now on and for rap battles is make the topic something that she actually knows about.
Yeah.
So
and not just something random like ghosts.
So you know when you find yourself in the world. And you're annoyed about something, things are getting on your nerves, and you just wish to yourself, oh, I wish I had an outlet. I wish there was a way I could safely rage about the thing that's building up inside of me. Well, this is what you can do. Get on Twitter, at Kerrang Radio, throw up the hashtag rage, and get your rage on. A bit like Renee!
It's okay to start spreading your cough and sneezy germs all over the place, especially when you're in a confined area of public transport. So you know you're feeling ill when you leave the house. So you, what do? You just, I know, I'm going to start sneezing and coughing over everybody to get everybody else sick. Why the hell should I get sick? Because you can't be bothered to put your goddamn hand to your goddamn mouth. Use a tissue!
I am sick of that guy's positive energy.
Right then, you miserable f***ing If the world is getting on your tits and you just want to have a rage, don't go crying into your pillow like a f***ing loser. Rage! Get on Twitter and f***ing rage. Rage! Hashtag rage at Kerrang Radio on Twitter and on f***ing Facebook. Rage! Rage!
What are we waiting for? Let's get this party started.
God damn it, I love that feature. Kerrang Radio on Twitter, at Kerrang Radio, should I say. Tell us your rages. Drop the hashtag, yo. Renee, you're such an angry woman.
It's just like, why are you being dirty? Like, we all know you're spreading germs. Like, we all know how to control it, so just do it.
It's like girls that file their nails on the train.
Girls who put their makeup on. I'm like, are you aware of how many germs are floating around this air and you're putting that on your face?
My wife puts her makeup on the train.
Don't tell her to stop it.
I love my wife. Anyway, we're at the end of the show, people. I know, it's sad, but this show will be repeated on Wednesday night at midnight. I shall see you there. And tell you what, isn't it weird? First Sunday ever that I've not done the unsigned show before this.
I know. Well, not ever, like since it started.
What do you mean?
Like, you had Sundays without doing the Unsigned show when you were like four or whatever.
Oh, right, yeah. Not ever. I mean ever in my career.
Yes,
correct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's because it's moved to Wednesday night, right?
It's now on Wednesday night. Mm. Unless you are listening to this on Wednesday night, in that sense, I just did it Unsigned.
That's weird.
Because that is weird. But not tonight, on Sunday.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. Because it's not on Sunday nights anymore.
Yeah.
I've made that really complicated.
Yeah, you have.
What I'm saying is the Unsigned show is now on Wednesday nights. So if people have tuned in tonight being like, where's the Unsigned show? It's not gone. It's still happening. But the big boss decided that because the show's got so massive, he wanted to put it on in the week. So I'm still only playing Unsigned bands and independent artists. Like, but it's in the middle of the week in like an amazing slot. Mm. So thanks to everyone that listens to the show regularly for helping it grow into the behemoth that it's become. And now it's on in the week. So if you like the Unsigned show, Wednesday nights 10 till 12, and the repeat of this show is on after that at midnight. Renee, do you want to make any more sound?
Well, I was actually just thinking that we need a new name for the new festival feature.
Oh my God, yes.
We haven't even done that.
We haven't even mentioned it. So Renee is going to all the festivals this
year. Well, actually, you're sending me to all the festivals. Because I don't need sleep, but it's fine.
I bought her a magic carpet and I said, away with you, woman. So we're sending Renee to all the festivals and the hook is this. Just called it a hook. That's such an off-air term. The hook is this. I've forgotten what the hook is, guys. Help me out.
The hook is...
Oh, yeah. Women...
Yeah.
Win.
Yes.
Is that right?
Women rule the world.
Women rule the world.
I rule the world.
I should have written this down before.
Who run the world?
Women rule the world.
Salute.
You know how everyone... I've just written down women the rule.
Daru.
I can't write and
that
talk
kind of makes sense.
Women the rule. Women rule the world. You know how everyone goes, this is a man's world. And there's that big fight for equality and stuff like that. I'm a big advocate of that. I think people should be treated the same. However, I'd actually think that often women have the upper hand. I think women rule the world. If I went out into the street now and asked someone for something, I probably wouldn't get it. If a woman did it, they probably would. And I don't know. Is that me being sexist? I don't know. So I want to challenge this. I want to find out whether I'm right or wrong. So we're sending Renee to every single festival that we can get her to over the summer period. And Renee, we're going to challenge you with loads of stuff. And you've got to ask people for that stuff. And we're going to find out if women rule the world. Who ran the world?
Renee.
I'm fully expecting to get rejected a lot. So
I think you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
I think you will be surprised.
I feel like there'll be a lot of, hi, can I f*** off? Oh.
No, it won't be like that. It'll be like pissing it down with rain and there'll be a guy in a poncho and he'll be like, oh, can I have your poncho? And he'll be like, okay.
That'd be sick.
That's how it's going to be.
Mm. Wear something low and short and you'll be all right.
Oh my God, that's so sexist.
Dress like an actual prostitute.
You're so sexist, Kevin. Everybody, Kevin's a sexist.
No!
Get him at Kevin Hingley and tell him what sexist he is. Right, bye. Huh? Yeah, I guess he's like...
Alex Baker Show Podcast.
Rate and review the podcast.
What a wanker. Wow.